Okay, I wanna tell you guys a story about a band called Nirvana. You probably know this story already, but whatever, they were a good band, man, a really good band. They had this awesome third album, lost them a lot of fans, though, had this great track on it called Tourette's that went, but the band na 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 doesn't really work over these chords. Anyway, I've totally lost my train of thought. Oh yeah, Kurt Cobain's dead and I'm reliably informed that Courtney did it. She did it, Courtney did it, oh, Courtney killed Cobain. She did it, Courtney did it, Courtney did it, Courtney killed Cobain. I don't know why we blame it on her. It seems easy to say Courtney Love is capable of murder, but I haven't much of anything to back that up. I might be going out on a limb here, but I think society doesn't seem to like women at the best of times, but we really get mad when they fuck our rock stars, you know? Kurt Cobain belongs to us, we cried, so naturally when he died, everybody said Courtney did it. She did it, Courtney did it, oh, Courtney killed Cobain. She did it, Courtney did it, Courtney did it, Courtney killed Cobain. Man, man, na na ma dilly ka na na ma dilly na 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 na. She raised that kid on her own. Yeah, 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 she's got problems. Don't we all have problems that would be exacerbated by living life in the public eye? Need I remind you, this poor human being lost her husband when she was barely 29, and we repair her by hassling her on Twitter fucking 700 times a day. Her phone goes ping, 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 ping. 99% of the time is saying the same thing, is saying, good evening, Courtney Love. It is I, MK Ultra Truther 99, and you will no doubt be nervous to learn I've been carrying out an independent investigation into the mysterious circumstances surrounding your husband's suicide. Kurt Cobain's suicide note is 4 paragraphs of a man preparing to leave you and retire from the music industry, followed by 4 lines at the end, a different pen and different handwriting, in which he talks about suicide. Pretty weird, Courtney. Pretty weird, not incriminating on its own. However, following your husband's death in your possession was found a piece of paper in which you've been practicing his handwriting. What had you been practicing? You've been practicing the last fucking 4 lines of his suicide note. How do you explain that? I'll tell you how I explain that. You did it, you did it, just admit it, you killed Kurt Cobain. You did it, just admit it, just admit it, you killed Kurt Cobain. Kurt Cobain, Kurt Cobain, kill Kurt Cobain. Kurt Cobain, Kurt Cobain.
No, 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 I need to stop you there. Footnote number fucking 3, buckle up. It is convincing. I know it's convincing. I'm convinced by it more often than I'm not, but then I am dumb. I am vulnerable to these kinds of stories. There is a question that smart people ask themselves every day, multiple times a day. I would go so far as to say it is the question that keeps a smart person smart. I ask myself this about, what year is it? Maybe twice a decade. What if I'm wrong? What if I'm wrong? What if reality is exactly as it seems? What if 9/11 closed the fucking doors? Nobody leaves. I have the microphone now. What if 9/11 was not an inside job carried out by the American military-industrial complex against its own people to justify a series of power grabs in the Middle East? What if it was just a reaction to decades of aggression, centuries of imperialism? What if JFK wasn't murdered by his own government? He was murdered by one man, one lonely, confused man who preferred the reality inside his head to the reality outside of it. I can relate to that. Who wanted to be a hero, I can relate to that too. Who probably died not understanding why he wasn't a hero and why everyone was so fucking mad at him. Kurt Cobain, had a genetic predisposition to, in no particular order, substance abuse, paranoia, depression, anxiety, not to mention he was a member of the music industry. These qualities would put any single one of us at particularly high risk of anybody. Oh, New York's into it. You never know, some places are like, suicide? I don't know.
Jesus.
There, suicide, simple, boring, most boring of all, it just makes sense. But we are vulnerable to these kinds of stories, partly because if you stack enough of these stories, one on top of the other, you block out the bigger story. And that is that we are marooned out here. We're stranded on a rock in the middle of nowhere. Bad things are going to keep on happening to good people like you. Until one day, the best thing's going to happen to all the worst motherfuckers at once. An asteroid will hit. Maybe we'll start a nuclear war. Maybe we won't put enough money into developing new antibiotics and vaccines, and some sort of super virus will wipe us all out. I don't know. I don't know. Can I shrug for the back of the room? Like, I don't know. Doesn't matter. Maybe those things won't happen. Maybe the ice caps will melt. Maybe they won't. Doesn't matter. One day the sun will explode and there is no hope of rescue or escape. Because who is there to rescue us? Where is there to escape to? We are not taught how to deal with these things. We are left to our own devices to come up with ways of distracting ourselves. End footnote. Sex and drugs and rock and roll. You know what? New York doesn't seem that into that. I don't know why. Excuse me, Mr. Cookbook. We are the cultural epicenter of the world. We don't do sex. We don't do drugs. We don't do rock and roll anymore. We have this new thing called squirrel. You wouldn't know what it is, but check back in with us in 2027. That's just what works for most of us. For some of us, that is not enough. And those are the people who fly passenger jets into skyscrapers. Those are the people who blow up presidents. Those are the people who load up on guns and splatter their brains all over the family home. While people like me, the intrepid keyboard detectives willing to say the things that no one else is willing to say, because we can see the things that no one else is willing to see, will explain to anyone who paid $25 to listen that Courtney did it. She did it, Courtney did it, ah, oh, Courtney killed him. She did it, Courtney did it, Courtney did it, ah, oh, Courtney killed Cobain. Kurt Cobain, Kurt Cobain, kill Kurt Cobain, Kurt Cobain, Kurt Cobain, na 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 na. She raised that kid on her own. Thank you so much, I'm the Narcissist Cookbook. I will see you again, God willing.